Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here we go. Very exciting. I just was watching him, but not last night, the night before on Tucker Carlson. He's got a brand new book out. A Plague Upon Our House is out. His name is Dr. Scott Atlas, and he was an advisor to President Donald Trump. Dr. Atlas, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we'll circle back to the book, and we've got a million questions, not only for myself, but a lot of listeners have reached out to me here and had a bunch of things they wanted me to throw at you. But I've had one common theme that I've been talking about for a while, and maybe you can either put it to rest or give me an answer that nobody else seems to be able to give me. So me not being vaccinated. Now, I've never once on the air said don't get vaccinated. It's a personal choice. You do what you think is right for you. But me not being vaccinated, do I put people in danger? Am I a cause for concern for other folks?
Yeah, well, this is sort of one of the big questions. The data shows the following. I'll answer it this way. When you look at the data from all over the world, large studies from England, Israel, Qatar, and other places, we see that the vaccines are very good for protecting from death. That protection is very high, and that protection does not significantly wane over the time that we've examined it. The best, most recent study is Sweden, and the only people that protection against death waned is for people who are over 80. And it was still pretty good protection, but it did start decreasing at the end of, say, 9 months or toward the end. Whereas the protection for people against infection does diminish dramatically after 3 to 6 months. The implication is that the protection against infection, therefore the protection against spreading an infection, does not, it wanes significantly after 3 to 6 months. So the point is that it's not really a durable protection against getting an infection for mild illness or therefore reinfecting or spreading an infection. It is very good personal protection against severe disease and death. If you have a high risk for severe disease and death, it makes sense to get the vaccine. And a lot of people in that category are older people. Most people who died are, 80% of people were over 65, and the average age of death was 80. But for people who have severe disease with other underlying conditions, they're also high risk. And so in terms of protecting against other people getting it, no, not after 3 to 6 months. It's a private protection. It's not a very good public protection. If you're worried about getting the infection having a severe consequence, you protect yourself by getting the vaccine. Once you're vaccinated and you're protected against severe disease and death, I'm pretty comfortable that other people are not, not vaccinated because I'm protected.
Right. Short answer to that is let's say somebody wanted to invite me to a party and they decide not to because I'm not vaccinated, but they are, that really doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you're implying that they're using it as an excuse.
Well, there's a lot of excuses not to want to hang out with me, Doc. But I'm just saying, we hear this all the time, that somehow the unvaccinated are a danger to the people who have been vaccinated. And by what you just said, I take that as not being true.
What you're saying is correct, in my view.
Okay. So
I think everybody has to consult their own doctor, but the first trick is to find a doctor who's worth consulting with.
That's a good point. But I think one of the things that they've been saying, and they being the folks who are manipulating the media sometimes, are saying that the people who aren't vaccinated somehow are a danger to those who are vaccinated, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. I think you should have your own personal choice and decide what you want to do. But, they're talking about the variants being changed, and the reason why some of these variants are changing is because unvaccinated people are changing that. Is that true?
Okay, I don't know. I think that's a hypothesis or a conjecture.
Right.
I think the most important thing, if you have a significant risk for a serious illness or death from COVID, you should probably get vaccinated, okay. But I wouldn't necessarily force anyone to get vaccinated.
I just want to get a final answer from somebody as smart as you, and who's been, again, an aide to Trump and in on all the information, that if someone is vaccinated, they are safe. They shouldn't be fearful of somebody who isn't vaccinated, right?
That's what I believe, yes.
Okay.
That's what the data shows.
Fair enough. So, once again, we're talking to Dr. Scott Atlas, giving us a few minutes today, and I really appreciate it. Let's talk really quick about your latest book. So, it's an interesting title, Plague Upon Our House. Tell me how you came up with that.
Well, you know, I didn't actually come up with the title. I played around with it with the people who are at the publishing house. But, you know, it's a very serious, I mean, this is a plague upon our house, both literally and metaphorically. I think it's sort of obvious that this whole thing, the pandemic, but the management of the pandemic itself have combined to be the biggest tragedy, really, in public health and public health policymaking in modern history. And that is not ending. And not because we're not seeing evolution of the virus toward what will hopefully be a less lethal sort of endemic situation, but the mismanagement, the fear inducement, the lack of critical thinking, and the anti-science antidotes to the problem are continuing. And so this is continuing. It's a plague. Our society also has been impacted, I think, in the big ways. Trust in leaders, trust in experts is really diminished dramatically, and rightfully so. The science has become heavily politicized. Scientists are writing opinion pieces with, you know, slandering and, you know, mischaracterizing people who have views that differ from theirs. They're, you know, it's a real mess. The country is really in serious trouble here. And so the answer is we must be critical thinkers individually for ourselves and our families. We cannot trust experts at this point anymore blindly. We must look and make a decision based on thinking through ourselves, trusting people who have been consistent, talking about the data, and, you know, being much more informed than we used to be in the past.
Looking back at when this all began, because I think nobody really knew what to do when this thing all started. But I always look back and say, man, I don't know what another president would have done. I thought he did everything he was supposed to do at that time, considering the information that we had. Would you agree with that? And would you have, looking back at this, would you have done anything differently?
I came in into the White House to help at the request of the White House in beginning of August, end of July, after 6-7 months of the task force working incorrectly on the medical advice. And so, yes, I would have done something differently, which is what I called, you know, targeted protection or focused protection, which basically means you devote more resources because you know who is at high risk to die,
right,
to the people who have high risk to die, instead of locking down and destroying and literally killing low-risk people, as the data has shown. And that was done at the advice of Drs. Birx and Fauci, who were leading the medical side of the task force. And so, okay, presidents have to sort of defer, but they really are supposed to take advice and then figure it out. It was a very difficult situation, there's no question, particularly when you have someone who is a media presence like Dr. Fauci. Dr. Birx was administering the advice of the task force as task force coordinator to every single governor, to visiting dozens and dozens of states and their public health officials, and basically commandeering the medical side. It was a very complicated situation, but in the end, you know, they did the wrong thing. They did lockdowns. The lockdowns were widely implemented throughout the entire nation, almost every state, for the entire time of 2020 and beyond, and 750,000+ people have had deaths attributed to the virus, and they have destroyed low-income families, particularly sacrificed our children. We're the only country of our Western peer nations that closed schools for the fall, starting in fall 2020. Other countries weren't irrational like that. I think we had a total disastrous response from the medical advisors to the president and from the medical people on the task force that were essentially doling out the advice to all the governors. The advice was implemented by the governors. They did their responses, and their responses were disastrous.
Is there a financial benefit to anyone from this that can you connect the dots back to Fauci, back to some of these folks that, you know, were advising Trump? Because it's common sense. What you're saying is common sense. You know, you got kids. We've lost 731 kids in some way, shape, or form between birth and 18 because of COVID-related illness, yet we're shutting down schools. It's insanity. Why would we do that?
Well, I mean, I think we had... The question why is impossible, honestly, to answer. I think there's a lot of... Really, it shows a few things. It shows gross incompetence in people who we thought knew what they were doing. Don't forget, Drs. Wirtz and Fauci were government bureaucrats for the past 40 years. They're not practicing, you know, I came in as a health policy scholar and a medical science researcher and clinician for 25 years before this 10 years plus of doing only health policy. And so I was the only health policy scholar added to the task force, on the task force. These people were bureaucrats. There's a lack of critical thinking. They have, you know, when you are a bureaucrat for 40 years, it's not because you're politically neutral. It's because you're skillful at navigating a heavily politicized environment with friends in agencies, friends in the media. There's a different motivation, I have to say, from what I saw. I was the only one bringing in papers from the scientific journals and critiquing the data, going through the methods of how studies were done wrongly or correctly. I was the only one. There was never a single time where the other doctors brought in scientific papers from elsewhere in the world. Never. I critiqued the data. They said, I'm an outlier. I'm, you know, sort of ad hominem comments rather than looking at the scientific issues. So this was a totally different environment for me. It was a political environment, frankly. I brought in outside, not just data, I brought in some of the nation's leading scientists to meet with the president to add information from Tufts University, UCLA, Harvard, Stanford, people doing the research on the pandemic. This meeting, Dr. Wirtz refused to attend. I was not there to protect my position or to not be challenged. Science is about challenging each other, debating the issues, figuring out, and listening to expert opinions. From their point of view, it really wasn't that at all. I mean, I think it's just, you know, we need to re-examine what we think of leaders, what we think of experts, and who's in charge of policies. I don't have an easy solution. There's a tremendous amount of conflict of interest by many people, including simply their own egos and protecting their own positions and image.
Dr. Scott Atlas is with us. We're going to take a quick break, hold them over for one more segment. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow night, his normal time, right here in this very seat. Broadcasting over the entire country on the USA Radio Network. My very special guest joining me right now is Dr. Scott Atlas. We held him over through the break because I had to get to one very important point here that I think people need to get an answer on. And, you know, before the break, Doc, you were talking about incompetence. So my question, and so it's just cut and dry, was the mistakes made during the previous administration and even through this administration, is it incompetence or is it nefarious in nature?
Well, I don't want to impugn people's motives. I think it's impossible, and I'm not going to make some kind of an accusation. I didn't see any nefarious motive. I never really would question somebody's desire to end the pandemic. I think everyone there was trying to do that, but there's a level of competence. I mean, I have never worked with people in the academic medical centers of 25 years. I've been at some of the nation's best medical centers in my career. I trained at the University of Chicago, Northwestern, and then University of Pennsylvania. I was on the faculty of University of Pennsylvania, Stanford University, Mount Sinai, New York. And I'm used to people being very high-level critical thinkers, very prepared when you walk into a meeting. And this was just not what I saw at all. And so it's very dangerous to have assumed that these people were experts just because of their titles.
Right.
I think we have all learned a lot of lessons from that. But I did not. I would not go so far as to say there were nefarious motives. But I think, people could have been far more prepared, and they simply weren't critical thinkers. You don't have to be a scientist to be a critical thinker, but you better damn well be a critical thinker if you're going to be a scientist.
Is there a large percentage of people out there who have gotten the vaccine, and in particular in cases of athletes? I'm seeing these stories where athletes are having serious heart issues after getting these vaccines. Is there any truth to that that you know of?
Well, I think a lot of these reports are what we call anecdotal. They've not been compiled, but there is a certain incidence of myocarditis in particularly young males, and so much so that other countries have not recommended or have yet not yet recommended getting vaccination for young people, like young teens, for instance. So the UK advisory board, Germany, people have. Other countries have been, in my view, a lot more rational about what the recommendations are. It's sort of common sense here. If you have young, healthy people have extremely low risk of a serious illness from COVID and nearly zero risk of death, young, healthy people. That is fact. No one can argue against that who is honest, even. And so when you have a disease that you don't have a high risk for, and you have an experimental vaccine, and this vaccine is indeed experimental, it was approved on an emergency basis, we don't have safety data that's longer than a year. We don't even have a year's worth, and most vaccines take 5 to 10 years to, get full safety data, let alone a booster, who we only have, essentially no safety data on the booster on third dose. But when you have a situation, you have to balance risk and benefit, right? And so in a medical decision, you have people who have extremely low risk from the disease and a certain risk from an experimental vaccine. That equation just doesn't really, I'm not sure that adds up to taking the vaccine for young, healthy people.
So you certainly wouldn't mandate it at the age that they're talking about.
I think it would be completely irrational.
Yeah.
And not just denying the science, but I would say that really goes to unethical.
Doc, I can't thank you enough. I know you got to run. Dr. Scott Atlas, the name of his book, A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America. And one more time, Doc, I'm indebted to you. Thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and I think you answered a lot of questions from a lot of our listeners out there.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, Dr. Scott Atlas, good stuff with him. And answered a couple of questions, legit questions, that I've had for a long, long time, and I appreciate him giving us this time today to go over some of that stuff. And I don't know where you are on a lot of this stuff, whether you're pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, if you've gotten it, if you haven't gotten it, if you've gotten sick. The number of people who have actually gotten sick and have had COVID is skyrocketing now with this new variant out there, Omicron, which is obviously, it's less potent but seems more transmissible, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll roll through the bottom of the hour. When we come back, Ian Rosenberg has written a book about free speech. We'll get into that next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
War. now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. Very special guest. Been trying to track him down for weeks, and now we finally get a chance to chat about something that we're all, well, we all should be heavily invested in. Ian Rosenberg is joining us, legal counsel for ABC News, the author of the Free Speech Handbook. So this is an interesting conversation. I mean, the whole idea of free speech, I've had this a million different times with a million different people about what actually constitutes free speech and what you can and can't say. And I always feel like folks on the left or folks, progressive folks, always feel like they need to really are more in tune with restricting free speech. Do you see it that way or is it different in your world?
Well, I think it's complicated, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, Free Speech Handbook, which is designed to be a guide to understanding what your free speech rights are according to the law and how we got there. So each chapter begins with a contemporary question, like, can Colin Kaepernick take a knee? Can students participate in a national school walkout? Can Trump be kicked off social media?
Can I burn the flag? That kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, so we don't do flag burning, but that kind of issue we do. Can you flip the bird at the President of the United States? and then answers that question by telling the stories of people who have fought for that right all the way up through the Supreme Court, and then the decision that clarifies that right. And it's a graphic novel, so it's really accessible and fun. And, you know, in answer to your question specifically, free speech issues don't break down on traditional party lines. So we have, you know, in the days of the protest movements of both civil rights and anti-Vietnam War, we have free speech being championed by liberal justices. And today we have Chief Justice Roberts, who considers himself one of the foremost defenders of free speech rights. So it's an evolving practice of who is on the side of free speech. But I think what this free speech handbook teaches people is that we should all be engaged in protecting our free speech rights once we know what they are.
I didn't want this to get too partisan. I didn't mean to. But there's no question, in my mind anyway, there's no question that the progressives of the 60s are much different than the progressives of today. But we can leave it at that and just move more to let's go with the biggest threat today to free speech. What is it?
Well, I think the biggest threat today is the sort of series of state laws that have been passed that are restricting peaceful protest. You know, so after the murder of George Floyd and the resurgence of Black Lives Matter and other protest movements over the last 2 years, a number of state legislators have passed laws or proposed laws that in some ways attempt to restrict or create greater criminal penalties engaging in peaceful protest. And I think that is a real concern. One of the issues that Free Speech Handbook tries to bring to life is how vital it is to protect dissent, even when we are protecting dissent that we find hateful or incredibly disagreeable, that is the sort of one of the core beliefs of the way our First Amendment is structured, is to protect the rights of people that we disagree with.
Ian Rosenberg is joining us this afternoon. Where can folks get your book?
It's available everywhere books are sold, so Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I hope people can always patronize their local independent bookstores. And if you'd like to find out more about the book, you can visit freespeechhandbook.com or follow me on @freespeechbook on social media.
So some folks, and speaking of social media, which leads directly into my next question, some folks feel as though social media is the scourge of the human population nowadays. I mean, it's like it is what is causing all of the divide, right? Social media, everybody, not that we don't want everybody to have a voice, but everybody, you know, is one click away from causing chaos. How does free speech and the internet and social media sort of all come together?
Well, it's a great question, and I do believe that the future of free speech is online and particularly via social media. So the book begins with sort of modern free speech, key metaphor in the 1920s, the marketplace of ideas, and then Free Speech Handbook ends with a chapter explaining the Supreme Court's key case on social media, which is only from a few years ago. And in that case, the court decides that there is an absolute free speech right to access to social media. So contrary to thinking of it as a place of a lot of our problems, our current court views free speech as a really democratizing way that everyone can have a voice. You don't need a television network or a publishing arm or a newspaper. You have a right to speak online as well as a right to hear people on social media and to receive their speech. So the court is going to be very reluctant to restrict access to social media. And then the other key issue is that the First Amendment only restricts government incursions in our speech or government restrictions on our speech. So private social media companies like Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, what have you, they are not bound by the First Amendment. They are therefore allowed to edit or restrict or even kick off the President of the United States from their platforms, and that is perfectly consistent with our free speech law as the court has defined it today.
You good with that, or do you feel as though if you get too big, like a Facebook or a Twitter, regulations have to come into play? And I, as somebody who considers himself somewhat of a conservative, regulations is kind of a dirty word, but I don't have an answer for this one I think, part of me wants to say build a better mousetrap, build something better than Facebook. But when Google controls everything, how do you do it? You know what I mean?
Well, those are good questions. And one of the things I try and do in Free Speech Handbook is to separate when we have a First Amendment right to something and when there's just other issues at play. And so, whether there needs to be antitrust regulation of social media platforms or whether there needs to be, sort of greater transparency, I believe those kind of regulations could be made consistent with our First Amendment laws today. But it is not a First Amendment issue. That is clear cut. That's not a Republican or Democratic issue. The law allows these private companies to engage in the type of editing that they see fit. And that's a uniquely, whether or not you think it's good or bad, it's uniquely American. I mean, Angela Merkel, when Trump was former leader of Germany, when Trump was kicked off the platform, she said private companies shouldn't be allowed to do that. Only the government should be allowed to do that. And that's the opposite of our model. Our model is private companies are basically allowed to restrict the speech of their employees or their users, however they like, but the government has to back off from speech regulation.
And that also is in line with, let's say, that the truth-telling, the borderline fraud. If I put a story out there, because anybody can make, like, a post something that looks like a real newspaper or looks like it's coming from a real website or a real newscast and post something out there of a story, and it could be completely fabricated. How does that play into this?
Well, it's surprising to a lot of people that there is actually a First Amendment or free speech protection even for false speech, even for lying. So it's not in the book, but when the Congress tried to pass the Stolen Valor Act, which was a law that attempted to criminalize lying about your military record or a military record you didn't have or military honors that you didn't have, which, something everyone seemingly would agree is a good thing, the court said, we can't have the government being involved in criminalizing what is true or false. A small carve-out for sort of commercial speech, that sort of advertising speech. So there is a First Amendment right to lie that can be disturbing. But as I talk about in the first chapter of Free Speech Handbook, this country believes that the best test of truth is the power of an idea to get itself accepted in the marketplace. So that's the marketplace of ideas. I explain that in Free Speech Handbook, what the ramifications are of that. But one ramification is that we have to allow false and inaccurate speech in order for people to have access to their pursuit of what is true for them or true for society at large.
It's always the simplest way, and that is the simplest way. It's the simplest way is usually the best. I hate to say it. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody out there, but I'm thinking as you're explaining that, it really is the simplest thing. You have to be, you being an individual, have to figure it out. If you've got to figure out if somebody's making something up or if they're heading you in a different direction, it's nobody else's responsibility but yours. And I think that's, part of what you're saying in that. What's the response to this book? I got to think it's really great because it sounds like it's got a lot of informative stuff. I can't wait to actually read it.
Thank you. The response, I think, has been really overwhelmingly positive. And one of the things that I feel really great about is that people, when they read this book, they say, I thought I was an informed person, but I really didn't know any of this. And I think what is true is that there are really very few resources for people to understand their free speech rights before this book. You know, either you have people who are sort of telling you, these are what I think the law should be, or you have very dry sort of academic books that even as a lawyer I find hard to get through myself. The Free Speech Handbook is designed to be a user's guide, an accessible guide for teens through adults. To, you know, really not only learn what your rights are, but to hear these really fascinating stories of regular people. It's not always the President of the United States versus the New York Times, but often it's a teenager in Iowa who wears a black armband to protest the Vietnam War. And, you know, at 13, she creates the modern right for a student to be able to protest. She creates sort of student speech rights. So I think people find the stories surprisingly compelling, and then they learn something as a bonus.
I've seen stories where a student maybe wears an American flag to a school, and they make them either turn it inside out, take it off, or what have you. How about that? Like, if I go to a public school with a non, let's say, quote-unquote, inflammatory, offensive shirt on, I can wear that, right?
Absolutely. You know, the test that comes out of Tinker, Mary Beth Tinker was the young woman who wore the black armband, and the court says that students don't give up their free speech rights as they pass through the schoolhouse gates. And a wonderful image that my partner, the artist Mike Cavallaro, draws beautifully of these teens passing through a schoolhouse gate. And what that means is that school administrators at public schools, you're right to point out that this is only applied to public schools, but school administrators at public schools need more than some general worry about disturbance. They need a sort of reasonable forecast of a substantial disruption. So just because somebody might disagree with a T-shirt or disagree with an armband, that's not enough to tell them to take it off or to punish them in some way. So students actually have a great deal of expressive rights, even in their classroom.
Ian, it was great talking to you. I really appreciate this. One more time, where can folks get the Free Speech Handbook?
Free Speech Handbook is now available everywhere books are sold, and they can find out more about it at freespeechhandbook.com.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and we have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. And I've talked to this next gentleman a couple of different times in the past. It's always a pleasure to do so. He is an authority on a wide range of issues, including civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment. Today we're going to talk a little bit about voting. But Hans von Spakovsky is joining us again from the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it very much.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
One of the pieces that you're directly involved with is up on Fox News' website right now, but it has to do with voting. And to be more precise, you reference Schumer wants to use January 6th as a way to federalize voting. In my conversations with my listeners, one of the things that scares them the most, not only was the last election very depressing and debilitating for them, but there's a fear that future elections, their vote's not going to mean anything. What do you say to them?
Well, I'm saying that if Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are successful in passing the bills they want through Congress, that very well may be true. Because what those bills would do, like the Freedom to Vote Act, which is the latest one they want to try to push through, is they would basically destroy, void, ban every safety and security protocol that states have in place to try to protect the security integrity of elections. And just to give you several examples, you know, the law would say that no state could require a photo ID for voting. No state could require a witness signature on absentee ballot. States would have to allow ballot harvesting by third-party strangers. In other words, states would have to allow political consultants and candidates and campaign staffers to go to people's homes to pick up their absentee ballots, which then You know, who knows what will happen to them after these political consultants get a hold of them, put them in a position to coerce and intimidate voters in their homes. I mean, it's just one thing after another like that. It's like they want to make fraud easy to commit in elections.
I never understood, and nor does anybody listening right now, does anybody understand some of the examples that you just gave as to why we're supposed to accept the idea that no ID at voting is okay, or a ballot harvesting is okay, or not having a witness. But the ID thing is sort of front and center because it's easy for people to understand what that means. The thought of not having to show your ID makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't. And look, they make the claim that if you put an ID requirement in, it's going to suppress votes, keep people from voting. But we know that's a lie. And the reason we know that is, first, every state that put in an ID requirement, like Georgia, Texas, Alabama, has also put in a provision saying, look, if you don't already have an ID, the state will give you one for free.
Right.
Not only that, but those states, Indiana is another one, their laws have been in place for more than a decade. So we've got turnout data to show, well, what happened after their ID laws went in place. And Georgia, for example, which you've heard the left complaining about, look, their ID law first went in place in 2008. They've had record registration and record turnout numbers since then.
That fake media-driven idea that somehow Georgia in particular was suppressing the vote, it's completely a fallacy.
It was. And, you know, one of the things they did was, look, as I said, they had a good ID law in place, but it only applied to in-person voting. And what happened in last year's election, right? The left pushed us to a huge increase in absentee or mail-in balloting. So Georgia, very smartly, their legislature extended their ID requirement to absentee ballots. And that, the left claimed, was Jim Crow. You know what that shows is frankly, a patronizingly racist attitude towards Americans, particularly minority voters, because in essence they're saying that they believe that, for example, African American voters can't cope with an ID requirement. Can you think of anything more racist than saying that?
No, basically you're telling blacks and people of color they can't figure out how to get an ID. So I know you don't have a lot of time, but I know a lot of people out there want to be engaged because they feel the country is slipping away. What does the average American citizen do to help in this cause?
Well, right now the key is, look, Schumer has said they're going to try to push these bills through in the next week or two. The key to stopping them, so far they've been successfully filibustered by Republicans in the U.S. Senate, but that's only because Senator Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, has said, well, I'm not willing to get rid of the filibuster rule. And Schumer and them have been pushing him to do that. And the best thing people can do is, frankly, tell Senator Manchin of West Virginia, hey, we support you. Leave that filibuster rule in place because these are bad bills. We don't want them going through.
All right, Hans. Where can folks find out more about you? Your Twitter page? Do you have a Twitter feed that you pop out there so folks can follow you?
Yeah, it's an H. Hans Tchaikovsky, but they can find everything I write about this at heritage.org, and we have a page there on election integrity.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Sorry we had to go quick today, but I appreciate it as always. It's always a pleasure. We'll catch up down the road.
Sure thing, anytime.
All right, just like that, 3 hours in the books. Chris, thanks down there in Texas for pushing all the buttons. Wayne will be back tomorrow. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com, or you can send me an email, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.